Skano Sego Sigoli Ani, and welcome to Compelling Conversations. I'm your host, David Moses. You're listening to 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand, right here on Six Nations. Well, the Six Nations Community Hall was filled with fans, kids, family, food, and elected councillors that witnessed the final game of the Stanley Cup playoffs on Tuesday, June 13th. It was Game 5 between the Florida Panthers and the Las Vegas Golden Knights, with Vegas up 3-1 in the series. And just prior to the game beginning, an emergency weather alert came over the phone saying there was the possibility of a tornado in the area. Support for Six Nations member and Florida Panthers player Brandon Montour, number 62, was evident from the red jerseys being worn, along with the lawn sign cutouts of the same items being sold, to the giant cutouts of his jersey, and even a larger-than-life cutout of Brandon Montour himself standing at different places in the hall. Anticipation was in the air as the Panthers and Knights hit the ice in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena. The community hall reverberated as the sound system boomed, with the audio play-by-play and the large screen standing in front of the stage area revealed images in this do-or-die situation for Montour and his teammates. But there was also the smell of something else in the air, and it was the smell of pizza and chicken wings supplied by the elected council for those attending the viewing of the game, along with salad, fruit, and beverages. Running around the hall was Councillor Greg Fraser and other staff, making sure that the food and beverages was well stocked. Council had been supplying food and beverages since Game 1. At the end of the first period, the Golden Knights were up 2-0, and the announcers were predicting an exciting second period. About halfway through the second period, things started to unravel for the Panthers. The Knights scored two quick goals, making it 4-1. And then the Panthers couldn't get the puck out of their end zone, and the Knights, it appeared, could smell blood. Someone in the audience stood out all evening. They were wearing a green jersey with Montour's number 62 and a green leaf clover on it. It was cousin of Brandon Montour's, Bubba, as he is known in the community. Bubba had just returned from Florida after watching the last game and visiting with Montour. Even though they were down 6-1, Bubba believed that the Panthers could turn things around. But with 20 minutes in the game, the series and the Stanley Cup final looked all but over, and the hall was thinning out, especially after the Golden Knights scored 4 goals in the second period, and most people couldn't see the Panthers rescuing the game. But then something happened that changed everything for those at the community hall. About 7 minutes into the period, the screen went black. The internet stopped. Was it the tornado we had heard about earlier? Over the next 5 to 10 minutes, fans and family waited in silence for the service to be restored, calling out, "We're missing the game." And Bubba, who was front and center, suddenly yelled out, "It's 7-2. They just scored." A few minutes later, he said, "They scored again. It's 7-3. Finally, the internet was restored, revealing a Panthers empty net and a desperate Panthers team trying to rally a final hurrah as the final minutes of the period ran out. But it wasn't over for the Golden Knights, as Captain Mark Stone scored a hat trick on an empty net, making it 8-3, and then with less than a minute left, they scored again, making the final score 9-3. I caught up with Bubba just as he was leaving the hall after the game for a final comment.
All right, Bubba, I gotta ask you, we lost the internet at a very crucial time during the third period, and they scored a couple of goals.
Yeah.
Looks like your prophecy was gonna come true there for a minute about them coming back.
Yeah. Well, let's hoping.
But yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is, and it was a good game. Well, good series.
Yep.
Game was a little bit different, but hey, you know, couldn't been more prouder for, you know, both teams and everything else, because, you know, we turn around and have Montour on Panthers and we have White Cloud on for Vegas. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's
just great.
Yeah.
So, you know, the cup is going to, you know, going back to, an indigenous community, which is positive no matter what. So it's great.
I also sat down with Councillor Greg Fraser and talked about some of the positive messages coming out of this experience, even though the Panthers lost.
Welcome to Compelling Conversations. I'm your host, David Moses, and we're in the studio with Councillor Greg Fraser, and it's a pleasure to have him back in the studios here at CKRZ. He was telling me actually that council had been providing the food since game one. And one day they ordered like 500 wings. And Greg, you were saying welcome to the show, first of all. And they were gone in no time, you were saying.
Yeah, Dave, it was quite a successful endeavor that we got involved with. It came about very short notice. I know the chief had an idea that we should show the games. Mm. We had quite a big response, I thought, and as it grew, every game, we started over at the gathering place and then we ended up over at the community hall, but we were back and forth. And it was a very good social event. We thought it was very successful in the long run. We thought that it grew every game, and it was quite enjoyable. I enjoyed myself actually being participant in all of it. Mm. You know, watching, getting the food, you know, seeing the people. It seemed to be the same people that were coming every game, but growing in numbers. So I thought it was quite successful. And I do have to thank a lot of participants that were involved. If you don't mind, Dave, sure. I would like to thank, like, for our audio visual, Pinks did a great job viewing, putting up the screens, and it was a very good viewing. You saw it yourself. And also the music beforehand, we had video music, we had highlights before the game. It really segued right into the game, and too bad we didn't have a better result, but, you know, well, it was good. Right. I thought it was very good.
Now the idea that it was one, a social event, getting people together, which was great, of course, but there were other things that were going on. For instance, they had the table, besides the food being set up that you were providing for people, and the beverages, there was also, the table set up outside as you come in with the cutouts of Brandon's, jersey, which were for sale. And you were telling me that that is something that the money, you guys spoke with Brandon about this, and that the money that was raised went back to minor sports?
That's correct. I think the chief's office approached Brandon and got his okay to do that. I know, and it was mainly just to give a donation to minor sports or youth activities. And Brandon specifically wanted it, not just hockey, he wanted it for other sports as well and other youth activities as well. So he said, okay, yeah, use my number, use my name, do what you have to do and provide. And it was a donation. Mm-hmm. As you know, the signed ones were a little bit more. They were $50. Yep. And the other unsigned ones, they're little signed, cutout signs of his sweater, and they were $40. Yep. But the thing is that we have a few left because we thought, well, if it goes seven games, you know, we can keep doing this. And we still have some of those donations that can come in, and you can get one at the administration building. If anybody wants to do that, that would be great because it's going to a great cause. And it made up to, I believe, we're maybe over $8,000. So that's a pretty good chunk of money.
Yeah.
And again, it was just a quick idea. Very short notice. We got it together, and I have to thank the community. Mm. The community came out. They supported it. They supported all the games, and I thought it was a fantastic endeavor.
And obviously supported the idea of getting behind the jerseys and putting a donation towards that, because you see them all over the community, all over the reserve. So
right, and you know what? And again, I like to say thanks to Brandon. I know he has. He's just had a new boy, born, I think, both before the third game, or is it the second game?
Right.
And then he scores a goal.
Yeah.
And I'd like to congratulate him and his family and his wife. And I thought that overall, you know, the result wasn't what we wanted. Vegas was a very strong team. And, and congratulations to them. And Zach Whitecloud.
Yep.
Zach Whitecloud, another First Nations member from Brandon, from the Sioux Valley Dakota Nation, and this was a little bit of a running, I would say, a little bit of a running connection between our chief and their chief was that I don't know if there was a wager involved. I haven't been able to find out, but I know there was contact between Jennifer Bone, the chief of the Sioux Valley, and of course Chief Mark Hill, our chief. And I think there was a little friendly wager going on back and forth. So that was interesting as well.
So I guess we'll have to see if there's any fallout from that right now.
Well, if you see the chief wearing a Vegas jersey, you'll know.
Yeah, right. That's right. But that's the other thing, you know, it was so cool to have not only Brandon in there from Six Nations, but like you mentioned, we have another First Nation player on the opposing team. It was so great to have two Indigenous players on the team.
That's right. And you know, they, if you watch the game closely, they were both instrumental in their wins. I know, to get to the final, I know Brandon Matur, he played a very prominent role on defense.
Sure.
The coach had a lot of confidence in him, and he played well. He was out there on the ice in crucial situations. And Zach, he was a defenseman as well. He was out there for Vegas, you know, and so you could see that it was good to see that they did have a lot of playing time, and they were instrumental in both teams' ability to get to the Stanley Cup final.
Right. Now, of course, there was, you mentioned the audio video, and of course, we unfortunately had that during the third period when the Panthers scored two goals and the internet goes out for us, and we had no audio or video.
Well, that's right, because we have only one feed into that building, and for some reason, it just went out. When the Panthers scored two goals, it did come back on.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it, the funny thing was, is that most of the patrons didn't up and leave.
Yeah.
They sat there and waited.
Right. Yeah.
They sat there. So I commend our community on and basically just sticking with Brandon, sticking with the Panthers right to the end.
Mm. And I, you know, I guess, you know, I was telling you that I actually had the pleasure of speaking with Bubba, who is a relative of Brandon's, and he was talking to me because he had the green jersey on, and I asked him about that. But, you know, he was so positive. He was, you know, right up to the end, he said, and, you know, going into the third period, we can still come back, basically, is what he's saying. We can still win this, right?
Right.
But and I think he's right in a way. We did still win, because if you think about the experience that both those First Nation players and especially the Panthers gained out of this, that experience that Brandon can take and maybe bring back to the community and share with other minor players at some point, if he wishes to, can really benefit those young players.
And we hope so too. We hope to invite him here, and we could have a day where the youth could come, meet him, see him. Hey, he's one of our own.
Mm-hmm.
He's done well, you know. He's played hockey and lacrosse here. He, you know, he's a good athlete, like many of our young people are. And it would be really nice and to have him come back and just have a day with him. It would be quite, I think it would be quite inspiring for our youth.
I agree. Greg, is there anything else you can think of that we haven't touched on regarding, we got the wager in there from the communities. Anything else you can think of that we haven't touched on?
I'd like to thank, you know, it's real easy to stay home and sit in your living room and it's all nice and comfy and you got your nice big screen TV. But I found it quite enjoyable just on a social setting for people to come out, you know, have some food, talk, laugh. We had good music going. It was a little bit of a party atmosphere, you know, and I would like to thank our staff as well. You know, I know, and also some other fellow counselors that did come out and help out, because, you know, it was a last minute deal and we did throw it together. You know, the food was good. We never wasted a morsel of food. It all seemed to go. Everyone seemed to enjoy it. You know, our counselors like Sherry Lynn and Michelle and all, even the chief and Tammy, our staff, and Brooke and Jill, they all came out and they chipped in. We had to do our setup. We had to do our cleanup. And I really commend them, and I really thank them for chipping in and really supporting this.
Right. All right. Greg, really appreciate you coming in to talk to us about this and give us that sort of a recap of how things went. It was unfortunate, and you really could see the Panthers sort of fall apart in that second period, I guess, as well, when the Golden Knights just really started to dominate them, scored a couple of quick goals, and then that there was just a period of time in that second period when they just couldn't get the puck out of their end zone, and they were just taking shots left, right, and center and running around. They just looked like they couldn't get anything organized.
But you know what I think a crucial part of the whole series was when near the end of the second game in Florida at game four, you know, they had that weird call at the end. They were putting pressure on. I think if they would have scored, tied it up at that point, I think things may have been different. You know, it was such of a letdown, you know, and then having to fly to Vegas, you're right, yeah, took a lot of wind out of their sails and may have been the reason why they just, you know, they couldn't put it together. It
seemed like there was a lot of weird goals. Anyway. All right, there it is. It's a wrap on the Stanley Cup for this year. The Golden Knights take it home. But really great to see. Great to see everybody come out and support it and get that community involvement going. You know, not often you get to do that.
No, and I think, too, and we've had a tough couple of years, you know, in the last since, you know, we've had a few deaths in our family, prominent members and stuff. And we need social settings like this just to come out, you know, just release a little bit of tension by just, you know, laughing and joking with all the members. And because we know how Native people are, we really enjoy being together. And I think that council, maybe for the summer, will be looking for other, you know, other subjects, other ways of bringing people together in a social setting and releasing some, you know, some little bits of tension that we have from our day-to-day lives and from our families and stuff like that. I think it's going to be something that we should do in the future.
Well, it's probably going to be lots of reasons for us maybe to be getting together or talking more because there's a lot coming up with the community, Greg. Right? We've got the litigation coming forward, right? Lots of things that are probably going to be happening. We've got the election coming up later in the year as well.
That's right. And and you were there as well as when we did this preliminary view of our Haldeman track walk.
Right.
And that's something that's going to be coming forward to the community and asking for volunteers as well. I know the organization committee is working hard to get that together, to actually get our story out there to different municipalities and say, hey, you know, we're all in this together.
Right.
And that, you know, it's, we're not putting on blame on anyone. We're not doing it. We're out there saying, yeah, we're here. You know, this is why we're doing this. It's not against any municipality, right? They should actually side with us because of the, what the government has done.
Right.
So it's going to be, it's going to be an interesting summer.
Right. All right, Greg, thanks so much, Nyawa, for coming in. Much appreciated.
Yeah, no.
You've been listening to Compelling Conversations. I'm your host, David Moses. Today, my guest has been elected councillor Greg Fraser. Until next time, I say Nyawa for listening, Miigwech, Ona, and Bamapi.